This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage all women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed, it's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane, it's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane, come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane, let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's your lane talk show with Coach Trish Hanna.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, everyone. Welcome to your Lane Talk Show. I am your favorite talk show host on a good Sunday afternoon. Coach Trish Hanna, broadcasting live from beautiful Nassau, Bahamas on the Guardian 96.9 FM dial. This episode is 146, and today we're continuing our Children's Dream series with a very important topic: understanding the spectrum of children's dreams. Now, last week we kicked off the series under the topic, Don't Ignore Their Dreams, How God Speaks to Children in Their Sleep. But I felt the need to dig deeper today, because last week was just the premise, it was just the foundation, you know, it was just a little peek, a sneak peek into the Children's Dream Journal. But today, you know, I want to dig deep. And so that, in fact, this entire month we're digging deeper, but I have, anyway, I gotten besides myself. Let me just say, as parents, right, we need to be educated first. We need to be educated and equipped so that when our children come to us about their dreams, we know how to respond with understanding and wisdom. That's paramount. Now, I'm excited. Now I can say I'm excited to have a special guest with us. Now, he's a guest over here at Guardian 96.9 FM, okay? But he is no stranger to your Lane Talk Show. Now, every time he comes here, I said he's not a guest. He's a co-host. In fact, he takes over. I just ask one question and I say, go. Go, sir. Go. Right? And he is one of the very few people that I can actually trust when it comes to dreams and interpretation. And honestly, and not even just dreams and interpretation, life, the Bible. All right, other than Holy Spirit teaching me himself, one of the very few. So grab your notebook, all right, and settle in and get ready for a show packed with insight, encouragement, and practical tools to help you navigate the dream world of your children. I'm excited. But for those of you who don't know, there are lots of ways that we can be heard on the today, actually on this show. You can tune in to the Guardian 96.9 FM radio dial if you're about to head out now. So you'll be like, oh my gosh, I don't want to miss the show. Go while you're on the road, go to 96.9 FM dial. You can also, if you're home, you can go to channel 969 on cable or BTC Flow channel for those who have it. It's channel 612 on BTC Flow channel. And we are also on the Guardian Radio app for Android or Apple. And of course, you can also go to Guardian Radio's website, www.guardiantalkradio.com. There, you would actually see us. Okay, you'll see us there. And Facebook, all right? Facebook, Your Lane Life Coaching, or YouTube, Coach Trish Hanna Live. And if you follow Pastor Kevin Ewing, which half of the Bahamas, if not all, are already doing so, you can actually go on to his social media platforms and watch us from there as well. All right? Your Lane Talk Show, episode 146, is brought to you by Your Lane Life Coaching, John Shoe Store and Accessories, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, Tropical Gyros, The Perfume Bar, CT Management, Big Party World, Template, Bahama Odds and Ends Party Supplies, and Job 3314 Dreamwear. Not just sleep, it's divine connection. Now, I want to introduce our speaker to you. If you notice, I'm going pretty fast because I want to give him all the time that is needed and allocated for him. Our speaker for the two who hides under the rock, who don't know him, he is Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing. He is a dynamic Bahamian teacher of God's word. He is from Freeport, Grand Bahama. Okay, Big up Freeport, Grand Bahama. And he is widely known for his profound insights on spiritual warfare and dream interpretation. His teachings, rooted in scripture, bring clarity and understanding to both the spiritual and natural realms. For many years, he has shared his writings in Bahamian newspapers and partnered with ministries worldwide through radio, conferences, and workshops. He is the author of the best-selling book right now that's happening. It's the hottest book happening right now, okay? It's called Prayers That Work. And he hosts the Kevin L.A. Ewing Spiritual Insight Show on Dove 103.7 FM. Now, Pastor Kevin's ministry is anchored in, and everybody notice, it's anchored in Hosea 4 verse 6 that says, y'all can say it with me, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's it. That's it. And that's the truth. So he takes pleasure in equipping believers with knowledge and wisdom to overcome spiritual battles. Okay? I'm one of them. I'm a living proof. He is married to the beautiful, beautiful Mrs. Deidre Ewing and is the proud father of five beautiful children. Now, I want to introduce him. I want him to introduce. Let me see if I can get him on. Pastor Kevin, can you see me? There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Testing. Pastor Kevin, thank you for being a part of Your Lane Talk Show this afternoon. How are you? I can't hear him too well. Okay, Pastor Kevin. Yes, perfect.
Beautiful. Yeah. Now, I was saying I can't consider myself a guest anymore.
No.
I'm frequenting the show so much. I'm a host.
You're a host.
Co-host.
You're the co-host.
Co-host.
So we're introducing you to Guardian 96.9. This is our new home. All right? So we leveled up a little bit, right? Yes. So thank you so much for being a part of us again. We're so happy to see you. And before you even speak, we want to say happy belated birthday to you. Pastor Kevin celebrated his birthday yesterday. He's 17, y'all. He's 17 years old today.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to you. And speaking of happy birthdays, you know, and celebrations, my king's birthday is today. So happy birthday to you, King. All right. You know who you are. All right. For those who know us, y'all know who he is. All right. That's just the type of person he is. So for those who know, y'all know. Happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to both of you and blessings. Now, of course, we ain't gonna let you just start talking. You know what to do. You know what to do, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay. So today, I really want to put the emphasis on your book, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. No, hold on. Sorry, I got to cut you. I just want you to acknowledge Mrs. Deidre for me, please. Yeah, help me just for
okay,
once.
Of course, definitely.
It's been a while.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, because I, and not only that, she treated me so well on my birthday yesterday. But yes, my queen, my sweetie pie, my heart, Mistress Deidre Ewing.
There you go.
As usual, I mean, she, you know, they say all the time, behind every good man is a good woman. I don't believe that. I believe beside every good man, there is a good woman. She's at my side, not at my rear.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, really want to just thank God for her and her support and everything that she does and to make sure I shine because she understands that when I shine, we shine.
That's right. Blessings. Thank you so much. Sorry, sir. Sorry. You take over from now.
Okay, like I said, I really want to put the emphasis on your book. I saw an interview that you did sometime last week, and you know, answering questions with the host and so on and so forth. And I think it's a profound book. In fact, I got my copy right here. I got my copy for those who are online, they can see it. I got my copy right here. And it's a book because what it does is it reduces the dream language for parents to understand, even when their kids are telling them that they're having dreams or nightmares and so on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, us here on the islands, we don't think nothing of those things. In fact, we probably tell the children they're being bad or rude, go back to sleep, not knowing the spiritual implications behind it, especially if those dreams stream off where the child is now having imaginary friends or conversation as if someone is present when the truth is nobody is there. All of these things is why we should explore their dreams. Because in the dream world, we're dealing specifically with the spiritual realm, just like an adult dream. It isn't just a dream. It is literally you being ushered into the dream world, your spirit man, while your physical body is asleep. Mm-hmm. And the reality is you're engaging with spirits from the kingdom of light as well as the kingdom of darkness. Unfortunately, with the kingdom of darkness, most of what they do is deceptive, masquerading, all in an effort to seal the victim in a demonic covenant so that it will have the legal right to run its course in the person's life. Now, a child will be more vulnerable because they're not, have the intelligence in terms of deciphering whether this is, you know, spiritual or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And this is where the parent now becomes observant. And that's why I like your book, because your book is really helping the parent to help the child when to intercede for the child or pray or cancel. And a lot of people will think, man, these things are crazy, man. That don't make any sense at all. Well, the Bible gives a very classic example about Solomon when God had visited him in a dream. And what makes this dream so interesting is that God, who is a spirit, spoke to the spirit of Solomon and asked him, what would you have me to do for you? Solomon in turn said, okay, God, I mean, you were good to my father, so on and so forth. The only thing I want from you is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to lead your people. The Bible is very clear that God gave this man what he asked for, not while he was awake, but in a dream. That is very, very interesting. And when he got up out of the dream, the next day he had to deal with a case with two prostitutes, and the wisdom that he used came from God in a dream. Now, the question can be asked, can one actually receive things in the dream that they can use, practice, or operate in the natural? Absolutely, because that is exactly what happened to Solomon. Now, that was the good side. Imagine a deceptive, masquerading, monitoring spirit coming at your child or even you, okay? You don't know. It come masquerading as your deceased loved one or as your husband or whomever. And the whole idea of the masquerade is to gain the trust of the dreamer. Because ultimately what the spirit is looking for is to seal a covenant with the dreamer, or the victim, I should say, all in an attempt to have legal right in the victim's life. Because outside of that, the most it can do is entice or tempt and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But once that covenant has been sealed in the dream, and let me give you an example of that. Let's say a person's grandmother, and for the most part, when that spirit takes on a masquerade, because it has been monitoring the bloodline for a number of years, that spirit knows who you were close to, who you weren't. So here it is, it knows that you had a very close relationship with your deceased grandmother. So here it is, your grandmother pop up in the dream. Hey, Tish, baby, I miss you so much. And you're so overwhelmed and gung-ho, you go up to Grammy, supposedly hug her, kiss her, and believe this is your grandmother. Not knowing through your actions in the dream, you have sealed a covenant with that spirit. Now, behind the spirit that's masquerading as your grandmother, could be a spirit of backwardness, a spirit of sickness, a spirit of anti-progress, a spirit of infirmity. And you will notice, if you don't cancel the dream and allow it just to go on, watch how your life changed from that dream going forward. So people who are lacking this type of knowledge or who find such information hocus pocus, they will have to learn the hard way when these things actually manifest in their life. So this is why when these things happen, even if you're a novice at this, you, every human being has this power according to the Bible. And this is Proverbs 18, verse 21. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. So therefore, this death and life doesn't only reign in our physical world, but even in our spiritual world. So when I say to someone, listen, you woke up, cancel that dream. I reject it. I cancel it. What are you really canceling, though? That whatever covenant that was established to prevent what these evil spirits are trying to facilitate in your life. So for the child who would know no better, but the parent who's educated by your book will now say, okay, baby, I understand the dream. And the parent now begin to go in warfare for the child spiritually through prayer and severing every covenant. Now, how does the parent get this right? And how is the child covered under this? Well, in Proverbs 11, verse 21b, and it says that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. So if the parent is a born-again believer, by default, through their accepting of Jesus Christ, the child is guaranteed deliverance. So it isn't a matter of begging for deliverance. Oh, Lord, help Pookie Jesus. Lord, look out for Pookie. I know he rude, but Lord, look out. No. So when we go to God now, Father God, this is my child, and you promise me that my child shall be delivered. And so now you begin to exercise your spiritual authority to overcome whatever was trying to overcome your child. Because I'll tell you this, and I'll take a break here. Mm-hmm. Because the spiritual world is the parent world to our physical world, and people who practice sorcery and deal with the spirits and so on, they understand this. And they realize that in order for them to disable a human in any area of their lives, they know that naturally if I go to fight Trish or shoot her or stab her, there are natural laws that will cause me to be incarcerated for any amount of time or punished somehow. Mm-hmm. However, what they do is now tap into the spiritual world where they summon spirits, forge covenants to do their bidding. So they realize that they can get an advantage on this person without this person ever knowing. And how do they do it in one of the most common cases? Via the dream. So if you're having dreams where someone is giving you something in a dream, and I'm telling you, when that spirit comes to you, and we talk about evil spirits now, when the spirit comes to you, it's normally going to come in an area where you have a need. For example, let's say you're going through a financial crisis, and all of a sudden you had this dream, and this unknown person walked to you and put this money in your hand and just disappeared. Now, because you broke like the Ten Commandments and you really need some money, as far as you're concerned, this dream from God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You're thinking this really God. Number one, you don't know who or what gave you that money. You don't know nothing of that person. You know nothing of them at all, right? The money that you receive, you don't know if it's cursed. You know nothing. Nevertheless, just like the template with Solomon, Solomon received the wisdom in the dream that God gave him to the extent that when he became conscious again, meaning out of his sleep, he now was able to operate in that. So now you're wondering, why are my finances getting worse? But guess what? It only became worse after I had that dream. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you see now where spiritual forces now was only looking for the agreement. I didn't refuse the money. I didn't rebuke the dream. I didn't reject it. So by default, I agree to it, which gives the spirit the legal right to facilitate its evil devices in my life.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that you can now share, like you able to let the adults know or the parents know that, hey, this is what happens when you don't pull down or cast down or reject the dreams that are inserted within, especially if you remember. And if you don't remember, that's even more reason to cast it down. And after you've already casted it down, then you, if you believe that it's a blessed dream, if you only remember bits and pieces of it, of course you accept it as God's blessings for you to receive it, etc., which is wonderful. Now, I want us to lay this foundation to Pastor Gavin about some of the different types of dreams or categories of dreams that children have. So I want you to talk about that. What are some of the dreams, what are some categories of dreams that they have, so that our parents who are tuning in can be aware of it and what to look out for?
Well, that's a very, very good question. And I'm happy that you asked that, because a child's dream is going to be predicated on who or what that family worship. Mm-hmm. Let me give an example. If a child grew up in a family who are not believers of Jesus Christ, and even more tragically, that family who are not believers, they believe in another deity or some kind of idol worship or practice some kind of sorcery, then that child will be prone to nightmares. They're going to have some of the most horrific nightmares. Now, why is this happening? Well, yes, it's because of whom the family subscribe to in terms of whom they worship. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, the spirits now that has been allowed to come through this family because of what the family worship, they want to put fear in the child. The reason for this, Trish, is that what faith is to the kingdom of light is equivalent to what fear is to the kingdom of darkness.
I've proven
so,
that.
Right. So yes. When you see a child wake up out of a dream or just wake up and you see them shaking or pointing and they're telling you they're seeing something, they are seeing something. Make no mistake about it. Those children's eyes are open to the spiritual realm in most cases. Mm-hmm. So they see it. So they become frightened, or certain places of the home they don't want to go to, or they wouldn't go in the bathroom unless someone comes with them, or all the lights have to be on in the house. So it tells me now this spirit is now gaining traction in this child's life. Unfortunately, the parents who are ignorant to spiritual things, some of them might even beat the child, think the child is being rude because the child's kicking and screaming, I don't want to go in there. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be with so-and-so. Another scenario, it could be a family member who's deep into the cult. The child would be terrified of that family member. And you're trying to figure out why. Why don't you want to go to Auntie Mary? The minute they see Auntie Mary, they literally go off screaming and carrying on and a bunch of nonsense. Now, the sad part about our culture, not just the Bahamas, but this is very common in the Caribbean, especially when the child is having nightmares. You know, we go back to these remedies that are steep in sorcery, but we don't know. So what the parent would do is that he would get these black little bands and put it around the child's wrist. Mm-hmm. Another thing they would do is that they would get the Bible and turn it to Psalms 91 and put it under the pillow of the child. Now, one may look at these things and say, man, that's just a godly thing. From the surface, it may seem that way. But what they don't know is that what they are doing is a ritual, and this ritual is literally inviting or even opening up the doors wider for the very thing that they think they're repelling.
Oh my God.
Because this advice, or what they call consultation from the practitioners of the altars, these advice came from the spirit, quote unquote, to serve as a remedy. For example, you have people put salt in the four corners of their home. All of that is sorcery. Mm-hmm. You're bringing spirits to your home. All of that. Remember I told you about the umbilical cord mm-hmm. protection thing. You cut it off, you bury it. All of that is inviting spirits. Why? Because it's a ritual that a spirit requires to have the right to enter this person's life. Whoever's doing it have no idea that they have initiated themselves to the altar of that spirit. So from that point forward, that spirit is going to pull the strings to that person's life. Now, on the other side, when it comes to dreams from a person who grew up under a godly foundation, whose parents served God and really into God, the dreams are going to be entirely different. Now, that's not to say they won't have nightmares and so on. And it also does not say that those who are having the nightmares, God wouldn't visit them in a dream, because he will do that. But I'm saying the frequency of it mm-hmm. will be higher in both cases. If it's of a kingdom family, they will see more of the God stuff, and the opposite is true in the darkness. So the godly one, this person, especially especially in both cases, if these people are gifted. For example, a person who has a gift, especially when it comes to the spiritual world, this person will hear, see, feel things spiritually that the other parties, other people wouldn't feel. They will see stuff. They would see an angel. They would see demonic forces. They would hear voices. They're not crazy, but they're gifted. Mm-hmm. Now, as they grow older, you're going to have both kingdoms trying to fight to control this gift. Of course, the gift was made to glorify God, but of course, the enemy is going to fight viciously to try to manipulate this person and now go off on their own thing. That's why you see a lot of people who you see are psychics and channelers and so on. Deep down, these people born with the gift of the prophetic, you know. But they allow the enemy now to use it. So they come up with stuff with third eye and all this other garbage. and of course, they're going to have to give an account for that gift one day, because the gift was to bring souls to the kingdom of God and to glorify God. So the child, again, going back there, who under a Christian roof or whatever, this child is going to have more godly dreams, more peaceful dreams, more pleasant dreams. But again, in both cases, just like any human being, when the child goes asleep, whenever we fall asleep, while your physical body is at rest in that bed, unconscious to the world, your spirit man, which does not sleep, is engaging in the spiritual realm.
I hope y'all getting this, because there's some really good stuff. What Pastor Kevin is doing is teaching us as parents. And of course, we need to know these things so we could know how to handle and accept our children when they come to us concerning their dreams. Now, when we get back off from this break, this first break that we have, we're going to find out what are the various types of dreams, right? So, of course, Pastor Kevin said you get the dreams from the kingdom of darkness. And then, of course, dreams from God, right? The kingdom of God. So we're going to dissect that a little bit more right after this break. And then one of the questions that was posed was, why do you believe God specifically chooses to speak to children through their dreams? Okay, we're going to ask Pastor Kevin to answer that question. Now, if you have any questions, you can go ahead and give us a call for those who want to call us. And the numbers here are, 1 second if I can get it. The numbers are 422-GR96 if you want to text, 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259, okay? 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259 to give us a call, all right? And, of course, if you are an international listener, 1-242 and then the numbers that I ushered or stated. I say ushered. And then the text number is 1-242-422-4796 if you want to text us as well. All right. So whatever questions that you may have, you can go ahead and send those over to us. Let's take a break.
The forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, Airwick has been connecting people to nature, one breath at a time. Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are crafted to capture the beauty of the great outdoors. So whether you're feeling floral, citrusy, or just a little woodsy, Airwick brings nature home to you. Available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Airwick, it's not just a scent, it's a nature moment.
Planning a major event? Feeling overwhelmed by the details? Don't let the stress steal the spotlight from your special occasion. At CT Management, we specialize in turning visions into reality. From corporate galas and milestone anniversaries to vibrant festivals and unforgettable weddings, our expert team handles every detail and executes extraordinary events that exceed expectations. The possibilities are endless with the expertise of CT Management. give us a call today at 820-2809 to schedule your free consultation. CT Management, where passion meets purpose and events become unforgettable experiences.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Perfume Bar is having a September to remember store-wide sale. We know you've been busy getting the kids back to school. Now it's time to focus on you. Visit our flagship store, Bay Street and Parliament Street, to experience huge savings on designer fragrances, skincare, and cosmetics. September is something to remember when you shop at the Perfume Bar, Bay and Parliament Street.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience. Parents, don't ignore your children's dreams. In Genesis 37, Joseph shared his dreams, and though his father dismissed them, those very dreams revealed his destiny. God is still speaking to children today, even in their sleep. And as parents, we must listen, cover, and nurture. That's why I created the Children's Dream Journal, a tool to help you capture and protect what God is revealing to your kids. You can purchase your copy now on Amazon or join me, Trishawn Hanna, at my signing Saturday, September 20th at 2 p.m. We'll be at Template located on Jerome Avenue. This event is sponsored by CT Management, Template, Bahama Odds and Ends, Big Party World, and Job 33:14 Dreamer. Let's guard the destiny in our children's
dreams. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. For those who are joining us, we have with us Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing, all the way from Freeport, Grand Bahama, y'all. For those who are, you know, my Freeport people, big up yourself, big up yourself, all right? I am so proud. I remember the first time that I searched this past, well, at that time it was in Pastor, Kevin L.A. Ewing, and I was like, I wonder if this is an African man, right? I wonder, because the information, God forgive me. Now, y'all don't come for me, please, honestly, because I couldn't find anything, or I haven't come across anyone with such substance, information, like doctrine, biblical meat. When I first came across his blog, and I thought that he was African, I thought he was somewhere, I did not know that he was a Bahamian. And that was then now, so don't come for me, because this was like, what, 9 years or so ago? I'm just saying. So when I found out, when I heard him on a radio show, and I say this all the time, right? I heard him on the radio show, and I was on, I think, on Saturnass. And Pastor Kevin missed and uttered his cell number on the radio. He missed and do that, y'all. Listen, I parked that car so fast on the side of the road. I said, hold on, this is my destiny here. And I started writing down the number, and ever since. And let me tell you, one of the things that I said to him, because he's been such a blessing to me, I'm trying not to cry now, because he's been such a blessing for me in my life, I said, sir, I work at the Nassau Guardian. And I think around that time, it just, you know, we had, I don't mind calling her name, Shanique Miller and all these other people back then, right? I was like, I'll pay for you to come on the show. I'll pay for you to come because the information that you have, we need to let this out. We need to take this. This is before he was as, you know, as renowned as he is now. I said, I'll pay for you, sir, whatever it is. Just let me know when you come in or let me know what you want to do and I'll connect you. But he's on my show on Guardian 96.9 FM. And I give God the glory for that because if everything else shut down, the fact that what I had desired for him to do back then is now coming into fruition, or it's already in fruition, or it's already manifested, I think I've done what I had to do. So I just want to thank God, firstly, and then, of course, thank you, Pastor Kevin, just for the fact that you said yes to Holy Spirit, just for the fact that you said yes to your assignment and you are leading people like myself out of darkness through your study and, of course, teaching us how to study so that we can apply this information and use it on ourselves. So thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
That's just my little. Now, we're going back. Let's answer that question that was posed. It says, where is it? Why do you believe God specifically chooses to speak to children through dreams?
Why do I believe God chooses to speak to children specifically through a dream?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's this law or rule concerning kids in Proverbs 22, verse 6. And it says, train up a child in which the way that the child should go. And when they are older, they will not depart from it. Now, this is a biblical principle. And what that simply means, Trish, is that this can work for good as well as it can work for evil. But the law of God is saying that it'll be best that one get a hold of a child in their youngest age and groom them into the things of God, because there's a promise that comes along with that rule. It says that when the child becomes older, no matter what they go through, but once they get older, as long as these things has been instilled in them, but they will always revert to that. Myself, I'm sure you and many others listening to us right now can attest to that. You know, you grow up in church, you're taught the right things, but when you get off age, you go to the club, you party. The minute you get your heart tailed to your chest, you run back to Jesus, right?
Guilty.
Right. So that's a perfect example of it. Now, again, because I say it's a principle, it works both ways. So if a child grew up in a household where magic and sorcery were practiced to exact revenge and so on, that child, whether taught it directly or they observed it subliminally, that has been instilled in them as a foundation. So the minute they get in a situation when they get older, some guy they're dating and the guy decide to leave them for somebody else, they're not going to turn to Jesus. They're not going to just let it go. They're going to practice what was foundationally set in them as a child. So when God now comes to a child, he's now coming because, number one, he's put some gifts in them for a specific reason. So therefore, now he's coming to visit this child. Let me give you a perfect example of it.
Mm-hmm.
In the book of Samuel, remember there was this lady by the name of Hannah, right? And she couldn't have children. And remember, her husband, like Elkanah, I think his name was. There were two wives, I think it's Penanna or something like that,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Hannah, whatever her name was, right? Anyway, long story short, the prophet Eli had prophesied to Hannah that she would have a kid. She ended up having that kid. Now, watch this now. I wanted you to see a spiritual implication here.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah promised that if she do have a child, she will dedicate this child to God. Now, God is a what? God is a spirit. Let's be clear. He is a spirit. And Hannah is saying verbally, if this child do come forth, I will dedicate this child to God and to the services of God. So now, she is now initiated Samuel, that's what the name of the child was, to the kingdom of light. So the kingdom of light now have the right to this child and will now begin to impose, well, I would say impose, but now make contact with the child, all right? So anyway, she took the child over to Eli. Eli raised the child. And one night, the boy was asleep in the same room as Eli, and he heard this voice that had no body called him. And so he believed it was Eli. So he went to Eli and said, yes, Eli, what happened? He said, boy, I didn't call you. He said, go lay down. So the boy went back to bed, and he heard the voice again. He goes back to Eli, because just him and Eli there. Eli says, no, I did not call you. The third time he heard the voice, and when he went to Eli, it clicked. He said, you know what? This must be the Spirit of God. So now he tells the boy, now when you hear the voice again, say, Lord, your servant hear it, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm showing you now, when a person is raised up under a godly foundation and has been dedicated to the things of God, the Spirit of God now is going to visit that child, whether it's through a voice, through a prophecy, through a dream, through a vision. Again, because this is a principle, if a child is raised under an ungodly foundation, especially with a family members participated, whether directly or indirectly, in magic and sorcery and so on. Like I gave you some examples before, putting salt at the four corners of the house, or burying dead animals on the property, or going to the four corners of the property, or even the foundation of the home, and putting Bibles in there. You would think those things are religious and they're trying to protect. No, these are all rituals that these people who are doing it are ignorant of. And what they don't know is that they're assigning, through this ritual that they're not aware of, demons to this place. The demons, the evil spirits, the unclean spirits, now have the right to harass, to torment the members of that home, that property. So this is why it's so important. Now, let's talk about some dreams that we could look at to identify what is exactly going on in terms of what is trying to be imposed on this child. For example, let's say your toddler say to you, they keep having dreams where someone is injecting them with a syringe, or someone is them food to eat, always eating food in the dream, or drinking water, or even dirty water. These are just symbols to a greater reality. And that's what dreams are, especially if the child, most likely will have a lot of symbolic dreams, meaning that the things they're saying in the dreams are just symbol that's speaking to a greater reality. So when you have dreams where someone is injecting you, or you're eating in a dream, especially if someone is feeding you at a banquet or whatever, or drinking dirty water and so on, all of these dreams represent sickness. I want to say, Kevin, how you get to that? Let's go back to the fundamentals of the dream. Remember, the physical flesh and blood you is not in that dream. Physical flesh and blood, you're asleep on your bed or wherever you are. So what exactly is participating in the dream? Your spirit mind. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, let's use foundation now, because I don't want to make it sound like I'm making stuff up. Let's take the template of Solomon. Solomon's spirit is conversing with the Spirit of God in the dream. God said to Solomon, what would you have me to do for you? Solomon said, all I want is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to lead your people. Listen, God gave him it. Where? In the dream. So when Solomon came out of the dream, he didn't have a crash course to Yale or Harvard or Bethune-Cookman. No, he received that knowledge in the dream that he was able to use in his natural life. So if your child say, mommy, someone stick me in the dream, a dog bit me in the dream, I was eating in the dream, some spirit is trying to pollute the spirit of that child. So you see now, when you lack knowledge, when you lack understanding, you could push these things to the side, you could laugh at it, but guess who's going to suffer? Your child. And overall, as scripture would dictate, Hosea 4 and 6, my people perish. Why is the child going to perish? Because they lack knowledge. Now, let me tell you another ritual that is very common in the Bahamas and throughout the Caribbean. I don't think there's ever a place that I went to minister in the Caribbean that this practice wasn't done. So Whenever a person engaged in the ritual, because that's what it is, they're told that this is supposed to protect the child, but it's got nothing to do with protection. When you, a woman has a baby, and they demand to get a hold of that after birth, the umbilical cord or whatever, and they take that, right? And they bury that as instructed, they realize that the great-grammy did it, the great-grammy advised her daughter to do it, and straight down the family bloodline. So let me explain to people who haven't heard me mention this before. Let me explain to you what you're doing. What you are doing is equivalent to when Hannah dedicated Samuel to the service of the Lord, because she was dedicating Samuel to a spirit, which would be the spirit of the living God. As a result of that, the spirit of the living God will now visit which was dedicated to him, all right? So when you now engage in these foolish stuff or these ancestral nonsense, when you bury that umbilical cord, which would be blood and all that other stuff, that is also known as a blood sacrifice. So where you bury that, that spot becomes the altar, okay? Now, let me just jump ahead of myself and come right back here. Mm-hmm. I know of situations personally, Trish, where this was done. And I know of one particular case, the lady, she's in her late 70s, probably even 80s now. And there's a banana tree that she has as the rear of her house. And you would find this woman early in the morning or certain times of the day at the banana tree having full-fledged conversations as if there's a human there. Oh, no. But let me be clear here. All of her children's the afterbirth or umbilical cord is buried to that spot. Mm-hmm. All of the children have rough lives. So you see, when you do these things, you are dedicating that child innocently. You don't notice. You are dedicating that child to spirits. Now, what's the next thing that's going to happen outside of the dream realm? Because they're going to have a lot of nightmares. You're going to see that child getting up 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, screaming as if someone is trying to kill that child. So the next thing that child is going to have, and this would be one of the reasons, the primary reason, why the child is screaming uncontrollably as if it sees something. The child is now suffering from sleep paralysis. Yeah. Yeah. The spirits that they were dedicated to ignorantly is now visiting them, okay, visiting them, and is now pressing down on the child or calling the child, but nobody is around to witness this. So the child, when you went to lift up that child or grab the child clinging on you as if it's trying to get away because what it would have experienced. But the practitioners in that home of sorcery or whatever it is they're dealing with, they have no knowledge of none of these spirits that they've allowed or given the right to literally traffic in and out of this home through the magic, the sorcery, the witchcraft that they're participating in. So now the spirit that has been initiated through whatever ritual has the right to visit not just that child, okay? Whoever is in that room susceptible to it will be visited. So let me give you the biblical foundation, because you know me, I won't give you Bible. I ain't gonna just throw stuff on them. So let me give you the principle behind it. So in Genesis chapter 18, right? Well, Genesis chapter 12, God had visited Abram. And he said to Abram to come from among his kindred, go to a place where he'll show him and all this other stuff, and he will bless him and make him the father of many nations, and all families through the earth will be blessed through him, so on and so forth, right? So right after that, almost 20 years later, approximately 20 years later, in Genesis chapter 15 now, God now revisits Abraham and now reiterates the promise that he gave them 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So Abram said to God, like with anybody else, well, Lord, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I'm 100 years old. Sarah's right behind me, and she's past childbearing age. You know, there's no way we could make these children. And the only thing I have that I could call my own is my servant. I think Eliezer was his name. Listen to what God told him to do. Mm. I want you to hear this because this is a principle. God told him to go get specific animals, right? Basically set up an altar. Sever these animals in half, except for a few of them, right? Once he did that, listen carefully. It says Abram fell into a deep sleep. It didn't end there. While Abram is asleep on the ground, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord now begins to speak to Abram, but not the Abram that's on the ground. The spiritual Abram, the spirit man, is now interacting in the spiritual realm, just like Solomon, in the dream, because he's asleep now in the dream. And God is now showing him what's going to become of him in the future and how the children of Israel is going to be held in captivity. He's going to deliver them through Moses, all this other stuff. In verse 18 of Genesis 15, the Bible says, in that day, God made a, listen, covenant. So who was this covenant made by? The Spirit of God and Abram the flesh. So once that covenant is in place, watch what happens now. So Abram had a son by the name of Isaac. You remember him, right?
Yeah.
Isaac is now in the country of Gerar, a Palestinian country. And they're now suffering famine. And guess who shows up to him? The Spirit of the living God. But what is giving the Spirit of the living God the right? Because of the covenant that Isaac's father Abram made with the Spirit. It's a principle. If your family members, if your ancestors made agreements and pacts through Obe and Voodoo with evil spirits, this is causing now the spirit to have the legal right to visit the family members. It didn't end there. In Genesis 28, a man by the name of Jacob, who was the grandson of Abraham and who his father's name was Isaac, guess who shows up to him in the dream? The Spirit of the living God. Why? Why is God only visiting this family? I don't know. Maybe because the granddaddy made a covenant. So let's look on the flip side. What do you think is going to happen when your ancestors made pacts and agreements and covenants with evil spirit for whatever reason? They're now going to visit the family members of that lineage. Now you see why the children screaming and crying and carrying on the night and say, Mommy, see it right there, right there. And you spanking the child and beating the child because you're trying to get sleep. You just come off a 12-hour shift. You got to go right back to work. You don't want to hear nobody motor on you, not knowing that this child is not like you. But it's because of you or your lineage, or which you all did, that is giving the spirits the right to harass this child. So I said to you, injections, drinking dirty water, eating in the dream, that represent sickness. If you're having dreams where it's always taking you back to your former home, right? Or let's say the child say, Mommy, I dream about Grammy. Grammy been dead 10 years before this child even born. So what you mean you dream about Grammy? You don't know Grammy? Yeah, I dream about Grammy. So what is happening now? So you hear the term ancestral spirits, right? So a lot of people get this mixed up because when they hear ancestral spirits, they think in the ancestors. No. Ancestral spirits are the spirits that the ancestors use to do their bidding through the covenants at the altar. So now the spirits is now coming masquerading as Grammy. So now the child... So when the mommy said, well, but you couldn't see no Grammy. Your Grammy been dead before you was born. And the mommy brings the album with pictures of Grammy, and she's pointing out Grammy.
My God.
So imagine that. So I'm showing you the spiritual implications, which people don't know, which the church don't talk about. So people now becomes victims to these things, continually get deeper involved in it, because they don't know the spiritual implications that follow.
That's powerful right there. Pastor Kevin, I want to ask another question right here. It says, do you believe that children are supposed to be dreaming every night?
No, I don't think they should be dreaming. In fact, I think that's tormenting, that's demonic. If a child every night is having nightmares, that child is being oppressed by evil spirits.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way God would torture a child, especially one who with an infant mentality, who cannot even understand what's being revealed to them. Do I believe God at sundry times will visit? Yes. On a consistent basis? Absolutely not. I think it's totally demonic.
Okay, so that's for the demonic dreams. Do you believe they should dream every night? Like every night should be something? Or sometimes it's sporadic, like you said, with God, but I mean with the enemy as well. And then, of course, soulless dreams.
Get a little echo from your side over there. But, yeah, you're asking me if they should dream. Say it again.
Sorry, the producer is saying that there's a call. Let me answer this question. I heard an echo as well. Let me try this. Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So my question is, do you believe that children should be dreaming at large every day? Every night. That means either from, you know, the spirit of darkness or the spirit of God or their soulless dreams, should they remember something every single night?
No, I don't think. And like I'm saying now, it's not normal for a child night after night to have dreams. Even if we go back to the template of scripture, and let's use Joseph for an example. Now, while he might have had other dreams that the Bible never spoke of, there were two distinct dreams, I think, in Genesis either 35 or 37, what he had. But there's no record where he would have had a dream every night. Mm-hmm. So I'll say again, if a person is having, especially if the dreams are not good, they're being tormented by evil spirits. That's demonic forces trying to torment this person.
Okay, all right. Do you believe that children are more spiritually sensitive? And how does this impact the way they dream? One second. Producer, I noticed that there was a call here, and then it's long. Are they on hold? Okay, just tell them, give me a second. All right, so the question is, do you believe that children are more spiritually sensitive, and how does this impact the way they dream?
Yes, I most definitely believe that children are more spiritually sensitive because, see, unlike us who have experienced the world and so many things and distractions and so on, kids don't have that. So therefore, you can see why now, even in the case of an evil spirit, why it would take advantage of the innocence of a child. On the other hand, from the kingdom of light, God is trying to implement the things of his kingdom in his child, to be ingrained in his child, so as they get older or begin to walk in their calling, they would do it with ease, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to, like I said, and I gotta repeat this, if that child is having nightmares or seeing apparitions and stuff like that, that child, somebody needs to begin to intervene and intercede and pray for that child and anoint that child.
My God. All right, so I will give you an opportunity. Sorry, caller. I just wanted to make sure Pastor Kevin said what he had to say, but if you need to call back, you can go ahead and do so. The text number to text is 422-GR96. That's 422-GR96. Or 1-242-422-GR96 if you are an international listener. And if you want to call in the show, you can do so at 1-242-323-6232, 1-242-325-4316, or 1-242-325-4259. Okay? So, we good? Yeah. So, if the caller wants to call back, I apologize. You could go ahead and do so. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back over, we're going to wrap up, you know, whatever it is pertaining to how we should deal with our children, how we should identify, you know, the various dreams that our children have and how we can help them. And then right after that, we're going to get into the Children's Dream Journal. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Right? That last 15 minutes or so, we'll talk about Children's Dream Journal. So, Pastor Kevin, thank you so much. You're doing well. We're going to take a quick break. Okay, call out. His line wasn't clear. Okay, so Pastor Kevin, that caller left a message, so I'll send that to you privately. All right, let's go. Let's take a break.
Germs can spread fast. But with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 99.9% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym clothes, undergarments, towels, bedding, and delicates. Available in sport, free and clear, and crisp linen. Washing your clothes is good. Sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience. Feel the forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, Airwick has been connecting people to nature, one breath at a time. Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are crafted to capture the beauty of the great outdoors. So whether you're feeling floral, citrusy, or just a little woodsy, Airwick brings nature home to you. Available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Airwick, it's not just a scent, it's a nature moment.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. For those who are just joining me, I have my co-host all the way from Freeport, Grand Bahama, Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing. I'm Coach Trish Hanna, and this is Your Lane Life Coaching. We are Your Lane Talk Show. We are doing a series about children's dreams, and today's topic is understanding the spectrum of children's dreams. We have a caller on the line, so I'm going to take a minute just to answer this call. Oh, shoot. I think I did it. Great. Good afternoon, Your Lane Talk Show. This is Coach Trish Hanna. How may I help you today?
Hi.
I'm sorry, we can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
Okay, sorry, I got to mute the YouTube. I'm actually calling all the way from the USA. And hello, Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing, Coach Trish Hanna. Thank you guys for your program. Very helpful. I'm calling in regards to, I don't have any children or anything like that, but I wanted to call because I had a situation where I found out last year, I just woke up one day and I had a feeling which was weird, and I began to kind of investigate what that was, and I went to a reader, unfortunately, and I just felt like there was something that was happening, and I never went to a psychic. It's against, like, obviously my beliefs or anything like that, but it was just this very bad feeling. Not very, but it was just such a strong feeling. I was like crying every day. I didn't understand what it was, and every time I prayed, I just cried even more, and I was just like, what is God trying to show me? What is God trying to tell me? But unfortunately, I was uneducated, and I was like, I got to get to the bottom of this. And so basically, I was like, you know what, I'm going to take an analytical approach. I'm going to take this, like, you know, because I felt so guilty, right? But I was like, I need to know what it is, get to the bottom of it. So basically I found out, like, this person that I used to date, you know, his wife put some, you know, witchcraft on him. And basically she did some witchcraft on him and did some black magic, you know, to him. And I found out that she did it on me as well. She did some ritual to separate us. This was years ago. And so basically the reader concluded that, this reader concluded basically telling me that, you know, there's, she called it blockages. You know, there's blockages put on your life. And this is to stop you from moving forward. And the blockages are actually coming from her end. And she was like, I can do XYZ to spiritually remove it. But, you know, these are things that are working against you. And so I just wanted to know, I've got deliverance now and I know better. And actually, Pastor Kevin Aleowing, you educated me. And it was crazy. I was like, I wish I found him before all this. And now that I got deliverance, you know, and I got clarity, you know, do I tell him? You know, do I say, listen, you know, I understand how crazy this sounds. And I actually ended up connecting with some of his family members, and they kind of concluded and said, yeah, you know, this is really weird. He behaves very strangely nowadays. And, you know, they're over 10 years in this marriage. Now he ended up marrying her, but they were like, we just don't recognize who he is anymore. We don't have a relationship with him anymore. And, you know, now that I know this, I feel like it was revealed to me through, like, you know, not just like that, like, lady that did the reading or anything, but just in general, I'm reading my Bible. I'm getting my education from Pastor Aleowing. Do I tell him and say, listen, there's something here that you need to know, you know?
Trish.
Yes, sir.
My question to her is, if she can hear me, is he still married?
Yes.
I think you should have absolutely nothing to do with that situation at all. Any attempts at you trying to do anything is a violation to the holy matrimony, which puts you at a spiritual disadvantage. I would strongly suggest if you want to pray for him and that God will open his eyes and so on, but I think to keep yourself clear, you need to stay away from that, because any interaction with him, especially how you guys used to be, former or whatever, you are leaving yourself spiritually open for any future attacks from that lady. My advice to you is to stay clear by staying clear from that matrimony.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Carla, thank mm-hmm. you so okay. much for tuning okay. in, and thank you so much for calling. Okay. We're going
to
get.
You.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Thanks, producer. We're going to get to our next message. This text says, "Hi guys, hold on, Carla. We have another caller. Hi guys, I'm just tuning in. Sounds like you are talking about dreams. I am retired for the past 3 years. Why do I keep dreaming about my being back to work, also dreaming about my boss, and just about every night? Excuse me for calling you guys, but I didn't know your names. Thanks for your response." Okay, this is Pastor Kevin Ewing, and I'm Coach Trish Hanna. He's muted. I can't hear him.
Having any dream that's always taking you back to a former job, former school, is symbolic of a spirit of setback, delays. Now, she dreaming about her boss, it isn't necessarily the boss that we should focus on, but the character of the boss. For example, let's say the boss was a spiteful person or even a good person, whatever the case may be. So we're focusing on the character, and the boss will be symbolic. For example, let's say if I was to ask her, does your boss represent you while you were on the job? And if she said to me, well, Kevin, he was a very spiteful person, or she was very spiteful, or whatever the case may be. So the dream is now showing the person that not only that the dreams is pointing to a spirit of delay and setback, but the figure in the dream, which is symbolic of her boss by the behavior, now she needs to look in her life and her circle of people to see who that could be reflective of. You see? So my advice to her would be to pray and ask God to not only bring illumination, but confirmation of whatever it is that he show her going forward, to ensure how to pray specifically against whatever attack or by whom is coming against them.
Okay. So thankful for the caller and thankful for the texter. I hope that the answers that, well, I know that the answers that were given is something that you'll be able to hold on to, cling on to, and utilize, all right? Now, my final question for Pastor Kevin is, how do spiritual environments, and that will include the home, atmosphere, parental covering, exposure, etc., shape or influence the kinds of dreams that children have? Now, I know that you mentioned earlier that when normally if a child is from a lineage of, you know, parents who, or grandparents, etc., who practice witchcraft and all those other stuff, that their dream life will be that of fear and nightmares, etc. And then, of course, those are blessings. It may have, but not as severe as the ones with that. But what about the environment? Does the environment itself make a difference for the dream, the dreams that children have?
It makes a difference, Trish. But what would even make more of a difference is if that parent is spiritually educated, whereby through their spiritual education, they know how to clothe their children spiritually so that no matter what environment that child goes in, that child is protected. So for example, a parent praying the whole arm of God on the child, you know, the helmet of salvation, yeah, breastplate of righteousness, and so on. So now you're equipping that child. Now, Father God, I pray according to your word, Psalms 91 verses 11 and 12, for the angels of the Lord encamp round about those that fear him and deliver them. And if they as much as dash their foot against a stone, you promise you will gather my children in your arms. So now the parties responsible for the children have to see things, Trish, spiritually. They just can't look at things physically and make an assessment that is 99.9% erroneous. Because in their mind, this child just, I don't know, they just a moody little girl. No, it has nothing to do with no moodiness. This child is uncovered spiritually. So I even tell parents, and this is something I really think your audience need to listen. Mm-hmm. So the school year has started, right? And the child goes back to the classroom, and by default, we trust the teachers. We wouldn't think of stuff the teachers practice and stuff, or they into some religion, because all you're thinking about, I send my child to school to be educated, I send my child to the daycare, whatever. See, this is now where you begin to see the importance of why your child needs to be covered. How do you know the person who's caring for your child isn't a witch? How do you know? How do you know that they're performing rituals at that place and doing stuff to your child spiritually? So the child is coming home with this rebellious spirit, which will be the first sign of a demon on this child. You know none of that. And what is even worse, you have not clothed your child with their spiritual protection. Mm-hmm. Anoint your child, pray over your child. I remember when my son was a little boy, listen, the little piece of knowledge I had, I used to anoint this dude. He used to live with his mommy at the time, but when he would come by me on the weekend, when you see him leave that Sunday, I sit right in my bed, bring him between my legs with my olive oil, and while I pray, and I anointing him, his hands, his head, and I covering him. Because I cannot be with him 24/7, but as his father, who has at that time a little bit of spiritual knowledge, I knew the implication of the spiritual protection that he needed.
Listen to me. I am grateful for your information. I'm actually going to read something that was posted on Facebook. It says, thank you so much for your time, Pastor K. Ewing. Thank you for sharing so much wisdom with us. I can't begin to express how I can relate in so many things you have said and taught. God bless you. Listen, it ain't just you. For me too, he blessed me too. Listen, it's because of him I even got deeper into wanting to know and desire to learn more about children and dreaming about dreams at large, and then eventually about children, because God has placed that in me. But I wanted to share real quick. In fact, this book, you are able, for those who have children, you may not have children, you may be a guardian to children, you may be a teacher, you may have some kids in the neighborhood, you're an auntie, a godparent, whomever, you know a child, especially if that child
is one that is a dreamer. They actually share their dreams. You would want to get a hold of this. It's called Children's Dream Journal. And this particular book is just, it's also littered with scriptures, meaning that we have dream symbols that most, and I did my research on this, most children dream about certain things, right? And for the dreams that they, that I've discovered that they dream about, for instance, about animals, superheroes, etc., numbers, colors, you know, I did my research with that. I got the biblical references for them, and then I placed them in this book. It's a journal, okay? Meaning that the child, whenever there is a dream that they remember, they can write it in the journal. And for those who may not be able to articulate that dream properly, right, they can draw it. So the book gives you an opportunity to draw, and the book also gives you an opportunity to write, okay? You have children who may see a particular angel or may see a particular monster, and they can't describe it. They can draw it. And of course, for children who may not be able to write as yet, but they try to explain it to you, you write it. It gives you an opportunity to date it. Dating your dreams are also important. You can go back to it. You can reflect, and you're going to realize too, especially if it's a good dream, if it's a godly dream, as Pastor Kevin has stated, because whatever is done in the spiritual is going to manifest in the natural. So you look at the blessings that you received, and you'd be like, oh, I remember when little Johnny wrote this or said this or spoke this in about their dream, and it's actually coming to pass. As well as, like Pastor Kevin used to say, on the flip side, you would get, if he says to you, Mommy, a dog bit me, or the doctor came or the nurse came and gave me a needle right here, you know, and he's explaining that. And then you're wondering why he came up with all these different spirits of, you know, sickness, infirmity, etc., going on with him, then you can still go back and say, ah, this is because he had this dream, X, Y, Z. And guess what? This book gives you, it's a template as well, some dreams here that will help you pull down the bad dreams or nightmares that they have. So you're able to recite this dream to them, or they can recite it themselves. All right. And then it also has, okay, there's a dream from God, you recognize it's a dream from God, and you say, okay, come little Johnny, let's recite this particular prayer here. It's a dream of acceptance, receiving the blessings that God has for your child, the destiny, you know, for your child in this book as well. What if you have a child that says, Mommy, I remember my dream, but I had a dream, but I don't remember the dream fully. There's a prayer in here as well that helps you to recall your dreams. And most importantly, this dream has been forwarded by my co-host. Did I say hearse? My co-host, Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing. And I also want to share, this is very important, and I don't know why I didn't start with this first, Pastor Kevin. This book was produced and published by On Impact Media, okay? That's sister, because I call him sister, Caroline echo. Green. There's an echo. That's an echo. All right, Caroline Green from Live on Impact Media published this book. And can I tell you, she's a sweetheart. She held my hand from the vision straight to it being manifested. And so I want to publicly thank her. Caroline, if you're tuning in, thank you so much for just being so patient with me, just for just even giving me suggestions and insight. She's been a blessing. And for those who want a spirit-filled, who's going to pray with you if you're writing a book, she's literally praying with you, I'm lying. And she is going with you step by step until that book is published. You can go on her website, www.liveonimpactmedia.com. When I told you I shared my vision and she ran with it, she ran ahead of me, right? She's so powerful, and I thank God for her. So, yes, once again, with this book, so you get the foreword from Pastor Kevin Ewing. You will get different examples of people who, Pastor Kevin stated a few of them, who God gave dreams to, and it came into fruition. You will get a letter to the parents to help you
to navigate this book with your child, so you're able to share and know, okay, well, I can tell if this dream is from God or it is from Satan. But I didn't go into this too much. But there is also a third realm, which is the soul dream. And of course, we could talk about that on another date, all right? But in this, it's the basics. Either it's from the enemy or it's from God, all right, with the dreams. You get who all God spoke to in the dreams. Once again, you'll get prayers to help you remember, prayers to overcome your nightmares and to pull down the nightmares, canceling bad dreams, etc., agreement with God, and then the dream symbols. Now, I want to state that even though these dream symbols are here, dream symbols are ones that, okay, you can accept, but it doesn't mean that that particular definition is exactly what your child is dreaming about. So I always would recommend that you speak to Holy Spirit first to allow him to give you the revelation from it. And then don't just get the partial part or little bits and pieces of the dream. Be patient with your child. Ask questions. What did you dream today? What do you remember who was in the dream? Did you ever had this dream before? That's important too. Because we discovered, and as I, for those who listened to the show last week, we discovered that God placed the same meaning with Joseph, right? But it's different scenarios, same meaning, all right? One with him staying upright while his family were bowing their sheaves, right? His sheaf was upright, and the family sheaves, the sheaves that represented his family, were bowing down. And then there was another one where he hit the sun, moon, and 11 stars were bowing down to him as well. Same meaning, different scenarios, okay? And then there was another story with Pharaoh, right? When Pharaoh had, seven? Yes, it was. The seven lean cows and the seven fat cows. And then, Pastor Kevin, we on track, right? Good. So, and it was two different scenarios, but it meant the same thing. But what's so powerful about it is when there are situations where you get the same meaning for a dream, that means it's already established, signed, sealed, and delivered from God. So I want to just let you know, you can find this book. You can find this book on Amazon. Just look up Children's Dream Journal from Trishawn Hannah. That's the author, which is me. Hey, Trishawn Hannah. Okay, and this book, this came directly from the throne of God, all right? Because all I wanted to do, or all I did, was I was asking God to use me. How can I be profitable for your kingdom? What is it that I can do for you? And you know what he did? He took what was already placed within me. That was that desire I always had for dreams and the dream world. And he used it for his glory. That's all it is. It's just, it's now manifesting. But what I was trying to think were other things was something that was already in and placed within me. That's a whole message right there for someone. All right? Don't even try to suppress whatever it is that God is showing you. You want to do your own thing, but God is showing you that, hey, I have something else in store for you. Go ahead and be obedient. Whew, there's so much to say about that, but I'll leave that there. Pastor Kevin, you have any remarks before we close? Anything you want to say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, the only remarks I have was the post that was just put up by Yolanda and her granddaughter, who's 8 years old, mm-hmm. who was having the dreams. And when she recited the prayer to the book, the dream to bad dreams stopped. And this is another example that even though this girl is only 8 years old, again, like I say to people, my book in and of itself, the book by itself doesn't do these things. It is exercising your spiritual authority. Death and life resides in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how old the person is. It doesn't matter how young they are. Once you begin to resist those things that you've been seeing in the dreams that are totally contrary to your life, then when you speak, those forces must bow. Because they're trying to create a covenant, and you're saying, no, I reject this, I rebuke this. They cannot force their will on you. And this is why you have to respect spiritual laws. But no matter how great that entity is, no matter how strong that strong man is, and you may be even someone who haven't accepted Jesus as yet, but it still requires your agreement, which it won't get once you cancel it. So I really commend Yolanda and her granddaughter and literally putting the biblical knowledge to use, and now you see you're getting the results from it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, boy, those prayers. Pastor Kevin, let me tell you something. I know you noticed because you've seen the numbers. Your prayer book is just phenomenal. It's just powerful. Speaking of which, I have one here. So if we could get the very first caller to call into the show, if you live in Nassau or if you are on the family island and you know someone who can collect it from the Nassau Guardian, because we ain't shipping off nothing right at the moment. All right, so if you know someone who's in Nassau who can collect the book on your behalf, you can do that as well. All right, so you give us a call and the book is yours. So that's 323-6232-325-4316 or 325-4259, and you can get a hold. This book has been a blessing for so many people. One of the sponsors of this Saturday's event, I'm doing my book signing this Saturday at Template at 2 p.m. for those who want to purchase the book here, who's here in Nassau. All right, but one of my sponsors didn't even know that you forwarded the book as well. And when she saw the name on the book, she's like, oh my God, this prayer book. And, you know, I was like, yeah, that's him. That's him. God inspires this wonderful pastor to do mighty things. This prayer book has been a blessing. And the thing about it is, it's scripture. And what Pastor Kevin is doing is giving you a template so that you can use and understand how to use the scripture, right? Because that's the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Yeah? So go ahead, get this book if you don't have it. And for those who don't have it and want it, the book is yours. Okay. Yeah. I got disconnected. Yolene Talk Show, good afternoon.
Don't have it.
Hello.
Yeah. Can you turn down the radio? Go ahead. Yolene Talk Show.
I got disconnected.
Good afternoon.
Talk Show, good afternoon. Don't have it.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Can you turn down your radio, please? Speak up.
Call for the book.
Yes, ma'am. Who am I speaking to?
Marcia Williams.
Thank you so much. So, have you heard about this book before?
Yes, ma'am.
So, how you ain't get the book yet? What you doing?
I do have one.
You do have one.
Mm-hmm.
So who is this extra book for? I mean, nosy.
I'm going to bless somebody with it.
Okay, that's
somebody
beautiful.
Somebody saw my copy, and they wanted me to give them my copy. I said, oh, no, I can't give you my copy.
Well, look at God. This person is going to be blessed with prayers that work from Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing. You can come into the Guardian tomorrow. Please come with an ID, and you can collect the book right out front with the receptionist. You can come with an ID, please, and collect the book. Producer, write her name down and her phone contact, all right? So once you come into the Nassau Guardian tomorrow morning, God's willing, you can present your ID and collect your book from the receptionist, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. And that person who you blessing could be a real, real blessing to all us, right? Because they're reading this book and their life will be changed, I promise you. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to Your Lane Talk Show with Coach Trish Hanna with my wonderful co-host who just celebrated a birthday yesterday, Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing. Thank you so much, Mrs. Deidre, for just holding it down and making sure and reminding him that he had a show for 3:30 today. Thank you. Thank you so much for those who follow Pastor Kevin and were tuning in today. Thank you for Your Lane Talk Show followers. And for those who heard or hearing from us for the very first time, thank you so much. You could go ahead and look up Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing on Facebook. Pastor Kevin, can you also share your platforms, please, before you go?
Yeah. For those who want to reach out or watch my material, of course, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, TikTok, as well as Instagram. I also have an app on Android as well as Apple. I just type in Kevin L. Ewing, it'll pull up that app. Then I also have a blogspot, kevinlewing.blogspot.com, where I have articles all the way back from 2008. I was putting out all this information, so it's saturated with there. I put stuff on there every now and again.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Blessings to you. Blessings. Next Sunday, Lord's willing, we will have with us Prophet Darnell Craig, continuing our series on children's dreams with the topic identifying demonic activities in our children's dreams. You don't want to miss that, okay? So we're heading out now. It's been a blessing. Pastor Kevin, it's been a blessing to us. Thank you, sir. And I know this is not your last. So we'll see you soon. Okay, I pray that you all were empowered, educated, and encouraged today. So go tune in to Pastor Kevin's blogs and go get some more information. If you have questions, I promise you on his blog, the questions about your dreams, everything is there. All right, everything is there. That's how I got my deliverance, believe it or not. Okay, everything is there on his blog. All right, so God bless you. And don't forget to tune into your children's dreams. Do not ignore their dreams. Tune in, pay attention, allow them to write it down, and of course, record those dreams. All right. Blessings to you. Blessings to everyone. Happy Sunday, everyone.